unmet expectations, and unfulfilled dreams. Just what do we do with those things? I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and here is how Wendy Pope looks at it.
The way that I look at these now, the unmet expectations, the unfulfilled dreams that we have in our life, the unanswered prayers, and those unwanted situations that come up. I mean, we tell God, I didn't expect it to happen that way. I expected it to happen this way. Or that's not what my dream was, God. And I asked for you to answer this prayer and you've left it unanswered, or you answered it in a different way. I love Ephesians 3:20 says this, now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than we can ask or imagine according to his power that is at work in us, within us.
And God can do more than you could ever ask or imagine in your life and in your circumstances.
My response to the unmet expectations and the unfulfilled dreams and unanswered prayers and unwanted situations is that God will super abundantly exceed my expectations. Yes, I have some unmet expectations in life, but he's going to super exceed anything that I expected. And he's going to super abundantly exceed anything that I could dream that I thought was so great. He's got the power to do it, to super abundantly bless me. And he has a super abundant power to answer a prayer greater than my expectation, because I want to freely be able to live in you and the liberty of you and the liberty of my salvation, and know that you're going to work all things together for good because I love you and I'm called to your purpose.
It just comes down to trusting God's heart and his plans for us. We can really trust him, knowing he will work for his purposes and for our good.